Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show, we are talking about how learning never stops. And it is important to understand that because we're always constantly learning in everything we do in every day of our life. For instance, one of the things that you can look at as an avenue for where we are learning is how in today's marketplace, technology has changed and how that has influenced where we are today and where you expect to be in the future. And it's always adapting and planning for the new workplace and how to adapt to it. Think of all of the things that you've done. You know, and I've said this before, when you look at the past and you look at what's going on today, and it just simple things like computers. 40 years ago, they didn't exist. And most of the people who went to work in that era, they used typewriters. They used electric typewriters. They had to make copies. Today, with a computer, you make changes immediately. You don't have to go through and use whiteout. You don't have, you know, it took longer to get typing done, simply because of the fact that you had to redo something. Today, with a computer, it's so easy to make changes. You don't even recognize the fact of what a difference it has made in your life and how it has made life easier for you. There are so many things that you can look at today and address and see how it has changed your life and improved your life. So look at things that you do on a daily basis. Look back at the technology. Look at how today, when you think about it, you have electric can openers. And that has made life easier for everyone, especially people who don't have the ability to use hand can openers, because either they don't have the use of two hands or they've been injured. There's so many things that have been developed for people with disabilities that have become commonly used today in everyday life. You can look at these things and you can adapt them to all of the things that you need to look at and see how you can benefit from these things in your lifestyle, how you can actually utilize and make things better. Think about it. Kids today, they have the ability to adapt because, I mean, 50, 60 years ago, television was in its infancy, and when it was in its infancy, you saw a lot of programming that was geared towards what was the family life? How do you utilize that and make that work for you? But there's so many things that you can do and adapt. And recently, I took part in a participated with someone on the fact that they had to do an article. And the article was how for people with disabilities that they could utilize social media to get ahead and how it's incorporated. And it was an article that was put on SHRM's website for human resource managers, because now that the laws are in place, we're seeing more and more where companies are beginning to address the fact that they need to encourage and hire people with disabilities in the workplace. So what's happening is you're seeing you're seeing companies begin to address that particular issue. And now what was going on is the article was titled Turning Disability into Business Advantage. And why that's important is it shows you just how education has taken a role in what is happening in today's marketplace, and how with education you develop more technological advance, whether it's on the computer where you utilize software or whatever. And so this is, and I want to read this for you just so you get an idea about why it's important and how education is important in our lives and how it has moved us ahead. So this is what it says. Ask leading employers what skills and qualities they desire in their workers, and you'll hear phrases like problem solvers, innovators, fresh perspectives, self-motivation, top-level skills, and loyalty. Savvy employers are beginning to realize that members of what some call the largest and fastest-growing minority group in the world, people with disabilities, possess just such skills and have access to a wide array of technologies that can help them be productive. Zvita Shinsky, for example, has cerebral palsy, a disorder that affects muscle tone, movement, and motor skills. She graduated from college some 15 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act was enacted. I had to learn to become my own advocate to receive services for myself, Shinsky told Sherm Online. After studying rehabilitation counseling and frustrated by lack of job opportunities, Shinsky decided early in her career that her best chance at professional fulfillment would come through self-employment. Today, she runs a career coaching business in Deerfield Beach, Florida, and helps companies and people from all walks of life explore business opportunities beyond their perceived limits. Why that's important is because even people with disabilities have limits placed on them by society. But even if you don't have a disability, you may have perceived limits just because of the things people told you constantly over and over again. And what your parents put on you as limits simply because they didn't know how to say the right words of encouragement. Shinsky's professional advice is steeped in personal experience. Her disability makes her an expert on innovation and adaptation. Cerebral palsy affects one side of Shinsky's body, meaning she can type with only one hand. She is adapted by using voice recognition software. That Shinsky thinks and learns differently than people without disabilities might have caused her emotional pain as a child trying to fit into an educational system that didn't appreciate her learning differences. Today, however, Shinsky and her clients consider her unique perspective of the world as business opportunity, the value of a different perspective. Deborah Rue, who is the CEO and founder of Tech Access in Rockville, Virginia, a company that works with government and private organizations to ensure that their systems, technologies, products, and services are accessible to people with disabilities. Many of Tech Access's private sector clients are household names such as Canon, Dell, eBay, Google, Ernst & Young, Wells Fargo, Best Buy, and McDonald's. Tech Access employs highly skilled technologists with a diverse range of disabilities to test, and develop their client systems and products. The very individuals or company services are designed to target. Rue believes that diversity is one of her company's greatest competitive advantages. We get excited when we receive an application from an outstanding technologist who also happens to be blind, Rue explained to Sherm Online. That's a huge advantage to us. A blind person isn't the same is a seeing person with their eyes closed. They think and solve problems differently. Likewise, a person can't sit in a wheelchair and say they know what it's like to be physically disabled, she added. Our employees with disabilities are often more productive and innovative thinkers. They can solve a problem and get to an outcome very quickly and creatively because they've had practice at adapting and solving problems for much, if not all, of their lives, said Drew. If in some cases an individual might lack one skill but excel in another, for example, Ruth said one of the intern technologists who has Asperger's syndrome, a type of autism, finds it difficult to express itself verbally but has exemplary writing skills. Business advantage. Rue is quick to point out that Tech Access's clients do not accommodate employees with disabilities out of a sense of obligation. They do so because they gain a business benefit by doing so. Social responsibility is part of the business case, but people with disabilities also make incredibly loyal, productive, innovative, and creative employees, said Drew. Alan Muir, co-owner and executive director of Career Opportunities for Students with Disabilities, said he has a long list of high-profile corporate partners who are excited to expand their workforce diversity into disability. COSD, headquartered at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, is a national association that was formed to provide career services for students with disabilities. Muir said leading companies are seeking employees who break the mold. People with disabilities have generally figured out self-accommodation skills, and this is exactly the kind of thing employers are looking for. Employers want to know, how do you problem solve? How do you think innovatively and creatively? How do you think critically? Do you have a fresh and different perspective? Employers who have a serious diversity mandate appreciate diversity in very broad terms. And when you look at the composition of people with disabilities, it's the perfect diversity rainbow because everyone is included, he continued. In fact, minority groups such as African Americans and Hispanics are overrepresented in the disability population, he added. Many employers miss the connection. They don't understand that this is a great way to access a deeper group of minority folks who also happen to have disabilities. Leverage technology. Tech Access relies heavily on social media to recruit workers with disabilities. Ruth said that her company posts job opportunities on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and that the response is positive and overwhelming because the disability community is highly fragmented and organized into conditions and our ethnic and racial groups. Ruth recommended enhancing social media posts with key phrases and hashtags such as disability and disability employment. Rue asserted that the first and most important recruitment step, however, is to ensure that the company's human resource systems are accessible to people with various kinds of disabilities. Does your diversity policy truly welcome everyone? Is it supported by processes and procedures that accommodate diversity, asked Rue. Many employers are put off by the thought of what it will cost to accommodate people with disabilities. We found that to accommodate them has been little to no extra expense for us. A lot of employers forget that they already have productive, valuable employees with disabilities working for them. For example, people who have cancer or a heart condition. Ruth's perspective is supported by Chai Selbaum, a commissioner for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, who calls herself a worker with a disability based on an anxiety disorder for which she takes medication. Rue and Muir emphasize that the importance of focusing on the merits of each candidate. People with disabilities want to be judged on how well they are qualified and experienced to perform the job, said Muir. But there are times when you need to adapt to the strengths of the candidate. For example, an engineer with high-level autism may not be able to express themselves well verbally, but they may have an outstanding portfolio. Rather than doing the normal situational interview in that field, it's probably more important to see what a person has done rather than judge them by how well they can talk about it. Shinsky uses Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and blogging to reach out to other people with disabilities and to promote her career coaching business. Emerging communication technologies are enhancing social access and participation for people with disabilities. Shinsky encourages employers to think about applying these technologies to existing work scenarios in ways that will open opportunities for workers with disabilities. She observed employers are now hiring people to work from home and supplying a computer and phone for them to use, so why not consider someone with a disability to do the same job? Education and awareness remains one of the most important topics in disability employment. Shinsky said that people without disabilities tend to underestimate the capabilities and strengths of people with disabilities. They focus instead on what Shinsky describes as disability as deviant. She wants to remind employers that many of the minor accommodations needed by people with disabilities have cascade effects that benefit the rest of the workforce. The voice recognition software she uses, for example, is being adapted widely among the general population because it could be more effective than traditional keyboarding. And it's important to understand all of this and how it works for you and with you, because just like when we look at education, remember, we're always learning how to do things new. For instance, when I was talking about the voice recognition, the program is called Dragon Naturally Speaking. When it was first developed, it was developed for people with disabilities because they needed that to be able to adapt and be able to compete in the workplace and get things done. But once it became proven and they started advancing the technology and they wanted to grow their business and wanted Nuance to do, then they took that particular product and they revamped it and they created and they started marketing it towards the general population. And this is, think about it, an electric can opener is another example of something where technology, and so that when you think about it, learning never stops. For instance, you have to teach that software how to recognize your voice so that when you dictate to it, it will work effectively. But remember, it doesn't always recognize your voice clearly, so because sometimes it's the inflection, and it's only as good as the individual that is using it. So we have to constantly use and adapt things to what it is that we need it to be. So think about all those things. Think about how you can adapt and constantly learn to do what it is that you need to do. What are some of the things that you can incorporate that show you how you have constantly changed in your life? What are some of the things that you've done that you can utilize and benefit from on a daily basis? We don't always think about these things, but don't we know that these things always benefit us in some way? What are some of the other things that you have incorporated and used and how you've learned? Because think about it. For many of the people who got their formal education and they finished college or high school or whatever back in the 80s and the 90s, then once companies started to use computers, then the companies would train you. Whenever you go to work for a company, they train you on the policies of that company. They train you how to adapt what it is that you need and utilize it on a continual basis. So think about all of those things. Think about everything that you do on a daily basis and how you have adapted on a daily basis all of the things that you've needed to do that have helped you grow. For instance, you know, it's like everything. How is technology improved your lifestyle? How has all companies have to do now is they work with individuals who design software to actually design the software for that company and what each person's specific needs are going to be. When you incorporate all of these things into what it is that you do, what it is that you need, then guess what? You're going to be adapting all of the things that are there for you on a daily basis. So think about all these things. Think about how you incorporate this into your lifestyle, into the way that you live. And then take it to the next step and think about all of the things that you're currently doing on a daily basis today. And how can you adapt what you're doing and what you are learning? Because just think about it. When they developed the television, they only had 3 stations. Now, with technology, you can interact with the TV and you can vote online immediately. There's so many things that you've done, which shows you that inventions are created due to need and due to expectations and due to someone having a better idea of how something can be done. But all of these things work together because people were continually learning. Because when something new comes about, don't you have to learn how to use that and utilize that in a daily basis? And just think about it. Going on Facebook, going on Twitter, learning new terms, learning how to incorporate it. You're even seeing where now that we have the cell phone and everything is wireless, they're even talking on how they're going to design applications so you can use your cell phone in the same way that you do the smart cards to make payments. That what it is you have the debit cards, and these are smart cards. They have chips in them that when you wave them over something, it'll take out the payments. It does electronic transfers. All of these are things that have come about because someone invented them and other people had to learn how to use them. So when you think about it, we are constantly learning. We're constantly having to adapt. We're constantly having to change how we think about things and plan for the future. And learning is something that goes on constantly. When we're a newborn baby, you basically totally dependent on the parent to feed you, on the parent to change you. As you get older, you first learn to crawl, then you learn to walk, then you begin to imitate your parents in learning language, and people assume that you're learning when you're getting a formal education, but those things are only as important as the fact that if you're open to change, then you're open to understanding that you need to learn to adapt on a daily basis to your life, your lifestyle, and all of the things that come about because of that. So, what are some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you in the long run? And think of all of the things that you can do that can really put you where it is that you expect to be in the future. And make your plans and be willing and open to new forms of learning. Because when you're willing to learn, then you have the opportunity to get ahead in almost in every aspect of your life. And think of all the things that you can do that can really put you where it is that you expect to be in the future. And all of the things that you need to do for yourself, for where you are today, for where you want to be in the future. And plan all of these things. Think about all of the things that you can look for and think about how you can continually learn and improve your lifestyle, improve where it is that you are, what it is that you have in life. Think about all of the things that you can benefit from that can really give you a better perspective on where you are today and all of the things that you plan to have in your life. And remember, you are constantly, constantly learning on a continual basis everything that you need to know and plan for all of the things that you expect to have and how you can advance your opportunities. Because when you learn to use the internet, when you learn to incorporate all the new technology, then guess what's happening? You are also putting yourself into that position where you are going to be growing, and your plans are, how are you going to incorporate what is happening in today's marketplace and plan for the future? Because jobs that existed 10 years ago don't exist today simply because technology has changed the job market. If you are part of a generation that has learned to adapt to the new workplace, then guess what? You have better opportunities. And if you're not, then guess what? You are going to be left behind. And from the article that is on SHRM, which means the Society for Human Resource Managers, that's the personnel department that makes the decision on who they hire and who they interview for positions. And remember, the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1990, and it went into effect on July 26, 1992. And that was 1992. This is the year 2011, and people with disabilities still have a long way to go before they truly get accepted into the workplace. But it is slowly happening, because the people who were in school with people with disabilities learned to see them not as deviant and different, but learned to accept them as just being someone with a little bit more challenges in their life that they had to overcome. And once that group of people truly become the leaders of tomorrow, then you will truly see people with disabilities being totally integrated into the workplace today. So all of these things are contributing to what is happening. This is why the purpose of this presentation is to show you how learning never stops, because it truly doesn't stop. We are always adapting and learning what we need to do in today's workplace. Think about your lifestyle. Think about how your lifestyle has changed because of the advances that have occurred in today's workplace. And I want to take this last minute to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up to participate in and get a complimentary coaching consultation where you can sit down and work on some strategies on the things that you want to change about yourself so you can become a more fully and integrated person into today's environment, and think about all of the things that you can do that can help you get where you truly, truly want to be. And I also want to remind you that you can come back next week, and we will be discussing what it means to really listen. And why we're going over that is because people don't always listen, because they hear what they hear, then they make decisions based on what they want it to be. And I would like